You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
A couple of points to make on that. Firstly, within the system as a whole, it's really important, of course, that there are appropriate security checks in the system. A few years ago, the department introduced some additional security checks involved in the citizenship processing and visa processing process, and those new procedures have been very valuable. They have been very valuable in helping to identify issues, and that did have some impact on timing. But I'm sure you'd agree that security is very, very important in assessing these applications. We've seen in the last couple of months in this financial year some significant increases in the processing of applications. So, for instance, with citizenship applications in the first 2 months of this financial year, July and August, we saw about 21,000 approvals compared to about 9,000 in last year. So we put in place additional resources. There's about 150 people this calendar year going into this whole processing area. And we're already starting to see some benefits there in terms of improved processing. We've also seen actually very good processing times in relation to, in particular, the student and economic visa categories. So we've seen actually a reduction in time in the processing of student visas, and a reduction in time in the processing of economic visas. So I'll give you an example. So the short stay visa, the temporary short term stay visa, before this government that was about 224 days to be processed. Now it's 31, and we've seen also a reduction in the permanent skill processing times as well. So processing is an important issue. It's something that I has been raised with me by a number of people, and we're seeing further resources going into that area, and we're also already seeing increases in the level of processing. Well, look, again, we did see last year that the impact of the increased security processes. We also have an issue in the system now where an increasing proportion of people who are applying for citizenship are applying with limited documentation. A number of these people are the people that arrived on boats several years ago, and some of those people are now coming forward for citizenship applications, and because there is less documentation, it does lead to a greater period of time in assessing those applications. So certainly, as I said, resources are going into the area. I just quoted you a couple of figures in terms of the first 2 months of this year, and it's something that I'm conscious of.
I'm talking about the level of immigration, the immigration intake. Are we going to see it bounce back to the 190,000 level in the coming years?
Well, again, as I said, we've already got some figures in terms of the progress in the first couple of months of this year, and the issue of resourcing and so on is an important one, but so is security, and it is absolutely fundamental that we in no way compromise on security. We're not going to do that. We're going to be very careful in the way in which we assess citizenship applications. The Australian people would expect nothing less, and that's the general approach that we'll take.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.